Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish,
where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kafatakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you. Hi, everyone.
Hello again, beautiful people.
Welcome back to episode 5 of the Lostish podcast.
Your favorite time of the week.
Yeah, and we're so happy to have you back. And for those that have stuck around, we really appreciate it. And it's probably a lot of family and friends, but
that's okay.
That's okay. We do it because we love it.
So we've got some exciting episodes that we're planning today. Also, don't you love the matching? We didn't even plan this. I literally realized 5 minutes before we walked into the studio.
And this is for those of you who are watching the video, because obviously the ones that are listening to us talk.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
But we're actually like matching black and white, wearing matching black and white tops. Non-planned.
Unintentionally.
Unplanned.
Anyways. Mm-hmm. So today's episode is going to be about party culture and hookup culture.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously in relation to our podcast, we wanted to sort of break it up into two segments, I'd say. One, which is more about how to recognize whether you actually enjoy party and hookup culture.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know.
Or if it's something that you feel like you need to do, you know, to fit in or be mm-hmm. cool, or whether you're trying to get over someone, or, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people hook up and, you know, party. Go to parties.
And the second would be more how to navigate feeling out of place, I guess, or like it not being your thing and how to be okay with that.
Yeah.
So that's the things we'll be talking about today, and we've got our talking points.
We've got our talking points in our hands, just so we don't miss anything, because we've actually got quite a few things to say about this. I think I just want to go back to like what party culture and hookup culture is like when you're in school, because it's kind of different. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, who did you hook up with? Or which party did you go to last week? And like, it kind of defines, well, it doesn't define obviously, but it feels like it defines like your social status in school, or how cool you are, or how many guys or girls you can get. Like, unfortunately, very unfortunately. And I feel like
it's become very glamorized.
Yeah, incredibly glamorized. And normalized. Very normalized.
Glamorized and normalized. And it starts from as early as, back then. People are getting younger and younger and getting involved in things that we were literally playing with crayons and dolls at the age that people are now doing stuff intimately and going out and doing drugs and alcohol and all of this stuff. And it's actually very, very damaging.
Damaging. Because then when you also hit your older age, like, and for some people it's like, you know, oh my God, it's super exciting and things like that. And it can be super exciting, can be super fun. But when you're young, like, your brain hasn't fully developed.
Yeah.
And you can, like, God forbid, can get yourself in trouble or even have your life on the line when it comes to, you know, doing illicit substances and, like, alcohol involved and even, like, mental health. Like,
look, it definitely should not be something that's normalized or glamorized and normalized. Both.
Yeah, both.
Yeah. And it's, like, the reason we say that is because in general, it's a very emotionally draining and more complex thing than what people make it seem nowadays, which is unfortunate and a bit scary because it shouldn't be like that.
Because you can have two sides to it, right? Like, with hookup culture, you can have that side to it where it's like super fun and you're in the moment and, you know, maybe drinks are flowing or whatever.
Mm.
And that's great. Like, that's fun. But then you've got that other side of it, like I explained, where it can be like, you know, numbing empty the pain of something, empty and confusing, feelings involved, one person not reciprocating it for the other. Obviously, consent goes into hookup culture as well, which is such a big thing and something that needs to be reiterated consistently.
Also, like, another thing that I think is important to touch on is how much, like, to not pay attention to how much social media and what your friends are putting out there and what mm-hmm. celebrities are putting out there and what all these influencers are putting out there about glamorizing these wild nights and going out and doing all this stuff and like putting all this on. It's not always for show. I don't want to sit there and, you know, say everyone.
But do you remember, like, were you ever like in high school and people would post on their stories, like on Snapchat and things like that, of people hooking up with each other and they'd like laugh about it. Oh my God, it was insane. I remember in high school, like people would like hook up with each other at parties or start making out and people are surrounding them and filming.
Yeah, that's filming
it and putting it on their stories. And that was like, oh, if you made it to someone's stories, like, oh, that was really cool. But how embarrassing would that be for the person? You'd feel humiliated.
Sorry, that's not okay.
No, it's not okay. Did you not experience that? I feel like that was a very normal thing.
I've definitely seen it. I think it was more common here. I didn't grow up here, but it definitely still did happen. I know what you're talking about, but in Australia, I mean, it still happens now. It's getting worse and worse.
Literally saw it the other week.
People need to stop, I think, in general, moving on to the next point, linking, you know, their people's wild nights or the fact that they're associated with this party culture with how they're validated or seen as a person and their identity overall. Like, I don't know about you, but I think we touched on this in an episode before about how I was literally called pretty much boring once for not partaking in parties. Like, someone asked me what I did for fun and I told them I wasn't much of a party person and that I, you know, enjoyed going to the beach and cooking and doing all that sort of stuff. And they were like, oh, so what do you do for fun? I'm like, mate, that is my fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because people's definition of fun is so different. And I feel like nowadays people associate like fun with like partying, getting smashed, hooking up, and that can be version of fun. That's fine.
We're not sitting here trying to, you know, trash all of it.
Absolutely not. To be honest, like, I love a good party. I love a good boogie. Yeah. I love a good night. You know, I do.
It just depends on whose eyes you're doing it for, whether you're truly enjoying it, whether you're doing it out of peer pressure, whether you're doing it to feel validated. Mm. All that stuff plays a part in it because, yes, I agree. I also like going out for a dance, having a couple drinks every so often.
Friends, being in a good environment. Exactly. Like, there's
being
actually
with people you feel comfortable with.
There's something so liberating about being with all your mates and like dancing together, having a glass of wine, champagne. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so much fun and I do love it,
but
there's a dark side to it.
Oh, 100%. It becomes a problem when people then start, for example, if you have friends that think it's uncool if you're not drinking or are forcing the alcohol down your throat or are, you know, saying, you know, do it for the plot, go get with that person, go sleep with them, go do this, go do that. Sorry, that's not okay.
No. When it becomes a peer pressure thing, that it goes into a whole other realm, and then obviously consent becomes involved and things like you should never ever feel pressured to do something absolutely that you don't want to do. And a lot of the time, to be honest, I've experienced that before where like, you know, you'd be out on a night out and, you know, your mates are egging you on and they're like, oh yeah, go get with him. Yeah. Like, I was like, no, I don't want to, but like, no, go get with him. It's fine. And you know what? Like, I'm sure a lot of the time it's done out of, like, it's harmless. It's not like when your mates are egging you on and they're like, you know, it's just a bit of fun. But like, to the person involved, it might not be a bit of fun. And it's like, well, no, like, I don't want to partake. Or like, if you do, great, go and partake.
It's about being able to set healthy boundaries with the people that you're going out with and with yourself and being honest with yourself about that stuff, because that's where it can get truly dangerous and emotions can get involved and physical, you know, aspects get involved. Like, sorry, but you should never feel pressured to do things like drugs and stuff just because of the people that you're around.
No, absolutely not.
So it's about setting the boundaries between yourself. And also, we're not sitting here trying to say that you shouldn't be going out and having fun.
Absolutely.
We're saying that there's a healthy balance and healthy boundaries that need to be set when you're doing this stuff. And it's okay if you don't enjoy it. And it's okay if you do.
Yeah.
It's just doing it in the right way where you don't feel like you're doing it because other people want you to do it or because you want to feel socially validated versus actually not enjoying it or enjoying it every so often.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I'm one of those people that I enjoy it every so often. I'm not a big drinker and I never have been. Look, I do like a few glasses of wine on a night out or some champagne, like hell yeah. But I'm not a big fan of that. And that's okay. Like I never feel forced or pressured to drink on nights out. Like I'm very much so I can have fun and drink.
So many people
and
that
drink.
Are.
No, not drink. I can have fun without drinking.
Oh yeah. That's another thing. It's like that statement will always be beyond me that I'm too sober for this. Is that just me? Like
wow.
Be sober
I'm
and
too
have fun.
Sober for this. I act so
How
true.
How many times have you heard that?
So true.
That statement is beyond me.
It
always.
Is. Yeah.
And
it's
heard
quite
it
shocking.
Over and over and over. Sorry if people hate me for saying that, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
If you can't have fun without being sober, maybe you should rethink.
Rethink
how
why
you're in
you're,
party culture.
Exactly.
And why
you're drinking, why you're doing what you're doing. Absolutely. Oh, I'm too sober for this. I literally hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And it's kind of scary how normal of a statement it's becoming, because it kind of goes into dangerous territory of like, oh, I can't do this, or I can't be here if I'm not drunk, or I can't talk to this person if I'm not drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people also like going on dates and things like that, right? Like, funny story, but I went on a date with one guy, and I could tell like he was very nervous.
Mm.
This was a while ago, and he reeked of alcohol. And I'm like, you know, that could be for any sort of reason. And mm-hmm. never did I ever judge that. But I wondered, I was like, oh, okay. Like, did this person have a drink to, you know, calm the nerves or whatever? And that person actually said to me, and I was pretty shocked. He was like, oh, I couldn't go on this date sober because I was way too nervous. And I literally couldn't have like
See,
spoken
that's shocking
to you.
To me.
I was like, you couldn't have gone on this date sober. So like, how are you supposed to get to know me when like, are you constantly going to be under the influence? Like it kind of freaked me out a little bit. I was
it
like,
because
I was obviously nervous. Like first dates are so scary, but.
See, this is what we mean about it becoming so normalized and that not being okay. Like bless, poor guy was
bless,
nervous.
Poor guy.
But at the same
yeah.
time, like, is that not a little bit sad?
I know.
I don't know. I think this is a touchy subject of
it
an
is.
Episode for a lot of people. But it's the truth, and
it's yeah. our view, and like, you know, it's like, again, reiterating, in no way, shape or form are we saying, oh, it's bad because we partake in, you know, we like a good party, we like a good dance, we like a good drink, but it's something that, yeah, can go into a bit of, dangerous waters. And I think in saying that, hookup culture these days, I think one of the things that I'm very much so concerned about is the fact that hooking up with people is so normal, right? Having a one-night stand or sleeping with them or hooking up and then never speaking to them again and then like completely ghosting them. Ghosting and also like, oh, I just – I was going to say something else. Okay, maybe I won't say that. But I just think it's beyond me. And emotions, like, you don't know how to form genuine connections anymore. People don't form genuine connections anymore because it's all about, like, oh, yeah, slept with him that night, slept with her that night. Oh,
nothing.
Yeah, got with him.
It's all right. Like, sorry, guys, I hate to break it to you, but that was never meant to be something that should have been that normalized. Sorry. It's the truth. Actually, what I was going to say based on your point was I actually find it so shocking how nowadays doing something that's literally the most intimate form of human connection you can have with someone is seen as less intimate. Sorry. Yes, less intimate mm-hmm. than saying I love you
mm-hmm.
or than asking someone to be your girlfriend
mm-hmm.
or boyfriend. Mm-hmm. We don't discriminate.
Yeah.
But isn't that shocking to you? Like people go ahead and you know, one night stand this, one night stand that, whatever, hook up with this person, go out with this person, blah, blah, blah.
And then one person.
And saying I love you is too intimate. Oh my God.
But then one person feels a certain way towards the other person. They're like, oh, I'm catching feelings.
And then that's.
And then you're in a bit of shit.
A pickle.
Yeah.
Because then the other person's probably going to retract.
Exactly. And
really
then they're
sad.
Like, oh, well, that person just used me to sleep with me. Well, it's that. That's hookup culture. Like a lot of the time, look, if both parties, I have like literally happens all the time and, you know, nothing against it. If both parties are like, I want to sleep, like let's just sleep together and they're cool with it not going anywhere or very on the same page or whether it's a friends with benefits, like whatever, like that's fine. If both parties are consensual towards it not going further, okay, but
again, I also think that goes into dangerous territory because someone will always end up falling.
Not always.
You don't reckon?
Not always. No.
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
Not always. No, like you do have people that are like, yeah, I mean, I've kind of experienced it where you're just like on the same page of like,
oh, okay.
You know, it's just a bit of fun and it's just whatever you want to be. Look,
I think there's definitely people that are going to agree with you.
Yeah.
On that one. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I could name you heaps, but like, it's not for everyone. And, I mean, personally, I like, not that I struggled with hookup culture, but I think I thought back in school, I was like, oh, this is what being cool is like, you know, getting with people and how many people you've gotten with or slept with or whatever. But oh my God, it's literally a load of bollocks. Like it's literally rubbish.
It is.
It is. Because now, oh my God, people are yearning for human connection. There's not enough of that.
Yeah.
Not enough of beautiful, solid, stable relationships. Mm-hmm. Cheating's normalized, going to hook up with this one and the next one and then your bloody mum's dog. Like it's like it's no genuinely like it's
no
so,
you're right
it's,
you're
it's
right.
A bit
people
sad.
Don't know how to make space for intentional relationships anymore, whether that be platonic, romantic, whatever. It's just that's taking over. It's being glamorized and taken over, and it needs to stop.
Yeah,
like that's just my opinion, but yeah, it's like it's getting to a point where people, it's just too normal and not how it was ever supposed to be. That's not how we were created. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. There's a reason why we have feelings, emotions, why we do what we do. And all of that is just ruining every single bit of human connection that we can possibly ever create. And it's really, really, really dangerous.
And this is a bit obvious, but human connection is such a beautiful thing. Like when you feel connected to another person, it is, there's like no feeling like it. That could be in a friendship way. That could be in a romantic way. And like both of us have felt both of those things. And it's really, really beautiful. And I kind of know for myself if I just kept going and, you know, was getting with everyone in the, you know, bloody neighbor, like I don't think I would really believe in human connection because
But you know what? It's really sad because I've had conversations with people where they're like, oh, you know, how many times have you heard, oh, stuff men, like men are terrible? Or how many times have you heard, oh, all girls the same? Like you hear this stuff on a daily basis and it's like, well, no, maybe you've just started partaking in the wrong behaviors and looking in the wrong places and hanging out with the wrong people, that's what you think. Because beautiful relationships do exist. Beautiful people do exist.
Emanuela is a perfect example of that.
What?
Beautiful relationships exist and beautiful people. Yeah, you're in a beautiful relationship.
I love the relationship I'm in. I'm honestly very, very happy. And it's unfortunate that, like, when people say those statements to me, I don't know whether I should just, like, stop. Like, if I hear someone say to me, oh, all men are the same, oh, stuff men, blah, 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 you know, whatever. Sometimes in my head, I'm like, oh, maybe I should, like, not say anything because it's going to be like I'm talking to a brick wall. Or maybe I should sit there and be a little bit encouraging and be like, well, no. It does. Why do you feel that way? Like, you know, because don't get me wrong. I know people, girls and boys, that have both been in terrible situations and wronged by each other that I understand why people have the bitterness that they do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like you should never lose hope over that or use that as an excuse to turn around and go and be feral.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And I know some people are really going to hate me for saying that, but like,
it's that whole thing about what, like, numbing a wound. It's like, well, how do you think if you're, for example, breakups, right? It's so normal, and I say that in inverted commas, that after you go through a breakup, obviously it's a really, really hard time. It's one of the hardest things I think anyone could ever go through in their life.
Not saying it's not.
And then, you know, the casual thing would be to go out and, like, get with people and to kind of try and forget about that person that you were with and hook up and numb that wound deep inside. But you know what? It actually just prolongs the process because I feel like a lot of us have had that experience of, like, oh, we're trying to get over someone. Oh, okay, I'm going to go and try and get with this person or that person or, you know, slide into this one's DMs or get with this one at a party. But it's like, well, you're just prolonging the healing process.
And you're most likely going to end up just feeling guilty and empty.
Yeah.
Afterwards, which is...
Rebound.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Well, you're trying to feel that hole, feel that void in your in your body, where it's like, okay, well, I want to replicate what I had before.
Yeah.
But it's like you can't replicate what you had before by going out and getting with everyone under the sun at the club.
Correct.
Also, you're not going to attract necessarily the right type of people.
Exactly.
If you want to meet someone and form a genuine connection.
Could not have said it better myself.
I don't know. Look, I actually know people who are in beautiful relationships who've met at nightclubs, but like that's very rare, to be honest. Like, I don't think you're going to attract the right type of person if you're out getting a nightclub and, you know, seeing that person get with five bloody chicks and you're like, oh yeah, that's my guy. Like, yeah. Obviously not.
No.
So if you are trying to form a genuine connection, like branch out, girl, because there are many of other places that you can form a genuine connection.
Mm-hmm. And I think other than let's go back to talking about the party culture aspect of it now. So what advice would we give to people who feel like it's just not for them, who aren't fitting in, or who feel like they're enjoying it in the moment, like it's a very momentary thing, and then afterwards they're just feeling empty and confused?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would say, again, similar to what we spoke about in our last friendship episode, I think being aware and knowing what the reason is that you're going out and doing this stuff. And, you know, some people genuinely enjoy going out. Some people want to live their 20s that way and explore and have fun and go out and do this and do that. And sometimes it doesn't even mean getting involved in bad things. It could just be someone that enjoys going out for a boogie and, you know,
have
a couple drinks, and that could be their weekly routine.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think becoming aware of why you're doing it. Are you doing it to feel validated?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing it because you're bored? Are you doing it because you're peer pressured? All of these things make...
Are you doing it because you're trying to numb something and fill a void that can't really be filled by hooking up with others?
Would you rather be elsewhere and you're not? Like, exactly. So all of those things that we've sort of...
Asking yourself those questions is actually a really good way of identifying, why do you want to go out and do these things? And that's not saying you're not allowed to go out if you need to be validated. Because, look, we all love a bit of validation. We all love a bit of attention. Of course we do. We're human. All humans do. But if you're not in the right headspace to go out and do those things and you're doing it for an external reason...
Mm.
I'm just saying don't do it, because you're saving yourself and your mental health and the repercussions of what could happen.
Yeah.
And I've experienced it. Like, it's not fun when you're doing it for the sake of just doing it and not actually wanting to do it.
Yeah. And I think it also, we should talk about that it's okay to outgrow that. Outgrow the partying, outgrow what you used to do in high school or what you're doing in your early 20s, or, you know, it's, and you know what, actually, I'll touch on something that I think a lot of people might relate to, especially people that are in like long stable relationships. I personally have never experienced, but I know people that have, that like they're in their relationship bubble or their little I'd say it's mostly experienced by people in relationships, but feeling like they're friends that are out and single and having all this fun and they're feeling different or shielded by that. Guys, don't ever, like, there's beauty in both. There is beauty in being out and being single, and there is beauty in being in the right relationship and not partaking in that stuff at the same time. Like, people should never feel pressured or, you know, feeling like, I wish I was single and going out and doing this and doing that. If you're feeling that, I hate to break it to you, you're in the wrong relationship.
Yeah, get out of that relationship. If you want to be single. But you know what? Sometimes people do realize, like, oh, I'm not ready to be in a relationship. Look, if you're not ready to be in a relationship, why are you in one in the first place?
Exactly.
The people figure it out, which is a bit ironic, when they're in the relationship. Once they've formed an intimate connection with someone, they're like, oh, actually, I want to go be single. Dude, I'm not going to disclose anyone here, but I know someone who's very close to me who was in like a 5.5-6 year relationship. And I used to look up to them as a kid. Like, I used to be like, that is what I want. I always thought they were so beautiful that they were going to get married and have kids and you know, et cetera, et cetera.
You're and about then to break my heart.
Yeah, I'm about to break your heart. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they moved in together after almost 6 years of being together.
Mm.
lived together for a while. There was no issues. Everything was fine. They had no issues in the relationship, really. And then the guy just turned around and was like, actually, like, I've been with you for almost 6 years. I kind of want to be single.
Was this a high school situation?
High school sweethearts. Yeah. Wanted to be single, but then got into another relationship like a week later. It's like, I want to be single. Like,
okay.
Well, okay. What do you mean you want to be single? People are using that as an excuse.
Mm.
And I know that kind of doesn't, it's stemming away from party and hookup culture, but like people say that to partake in that.
It's a good example about how it's a good example of how it's become normalized and how people are leaving something good for something they think is better just Correct. To fill a void.
They always think the grass is greener. When you're single, you think, oh, I need to be in a relationship because, you know, everyone's got a man or everyone's got a girlfriend and I don't.
Mm.
And then the people that are in relationships nowadays, those in the wrong relationships are like, oh, well, I want to be single. Like all my friends are having fun getting with this one and the other. But it's not as simple as you think it is.
No, it's a very, very complex.
It is.
Emotionally draining thing to do.
But also can be fun and also can be awesome and amazing.
Guys, I'm sorry. We're actually not to do it. Exactly. It just depends. Like, go out, have a little party, have a little celebration.
We're Doesn't have to be little. Here. Can be, you can, it can be go big. Off your chops.
We're just not condoning doing it out of pressure.
Yeah, no. Or
doing it to fill voids or anything like that.
Or to fit in.
Or to fit in, feel socially validated, all of that sort of stuff. And it's okay to not enjoy it as well.
It's okay to not want to do it. You're not any less cool if you don't want to do it.
No, it's okay to opt out. It doesn't define your self-worth. It's okay to not drink. It's okay to not go out and want to get with every single person under the sun. You're not any less cool. Trust me, take it from us.
Yeah, yeah.
We've seen multiple examples of it in our lives, and it definitely shouldn't be something that's glamorized in a situation where you don't want it to be the case.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're going to wrap it up there. Yeah, I think we've
touched on everything.
We've yapped a lot about it. And sometimes you'll find, also sorry to interrupt, but sometimes you'll find that we kind of go around in circles a bit
to
get to a certain point.
So I'm proud of us.
We
wrapped up where I think it's good to be
where we wanted to wrap up. Yeah.
But obviously this can be a much more in-depth
discussion.
We can go off in little branches on this subject, and I'm sure we will.
Mm.
Obviously we're going to have a lot more segments about, you know, relationship advice and
heartbreak,
beauty of being single and going through heartbreak and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously we can go into party culture a little bit more if it's something that people end up being interested in.
Yeah.
But I just think it's a very relatable topic at this point in time.
It is.
Something that I think deserves to be spoken about.
Absolutely.
So we'll wrap up the episode there.
Absolutely. Stay tuned, and we appreciate you listening to
as always
the Lost Podcast.
Love you.